Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I am so thrilled to have you with us today because it has been 36 amazing years. Peggy, you are a trailblazer in Kansas City, girl.
Oh, my gosh. That's really something to put it that way. You know, I really just feel like I'm going out and trying to get it done every day, you know. But when you sit and look back on things, you do realize how much, you know, the landscape has changed.
You know, we were talking about this the other day. People generally in any industry do not tend to stick around 36 years. And I don't think that's necessarily exclusive to television news. What about Kansas City made you stay?
Oh, well, it was my first full-time job out of college. So, I mean, I've been walking through the doors of a Channel 9 studio for 36 and a half years. It's kind of crazy to think about it. But I really believe that over time, I came to realize that Kansas City is the kind of city where you want to stay. A lot of people come here and think this is going to be a stepping stone to something else, but end up staying because it's such a great place to be. And that certainly, you know, was true for me.
How has the industry for you, Peggy, changed for women over those 36 years, would you say?
You know, we're in a progressive industry where I think people try to be on the front edge of things rather than, you know, the tail end of the kite. But even when I started, there were very few women covering, you know, crime stories or the stuff considered hard news, you know. And then just over time, that started evolving. And as I showed more interest and as other people, you know, weren't around or were on vacation and I volunteered for certain assignments, you know, it just kind of got to the point where I was covering more and more of those things. And I love covering a trial, and I love meeting the families of people. I shouldn't say I love it. I love meeting the families because they need somebody who kind of hears their story. Mm-hmm. And if they want to get it out there, I want to help them tell it.
So looking back, I know many people have asked you this. I think it's one of the toughest questions to answer in our business. But is there anything over the years or what for you stands out with respect to the thousands and thousands of stories you have told?
Yeah. You know, it's always the people. It always comes down to the people that you meet and the people that you work with. And so, like, most recently, the Lamont McIntyre story. It's been a huge story. He was exonerated last October after 23 years in prison for a double murder he didn't commit. And so I've gotten to know him and his story, and, you know, that's a story that I'm really happy to be able to tell. And I'm going to be doing my final two stories tonight on Lamont and his case and something that's just happened in his personal life. He got married.
Oh, wonderful!
Yeah. So those stories, they're going to be my farewell stories here. I'm going to be doing my final two stories tonight on Lamont and his case and something that's just happened in his personal life. He got married.
Oh, wonderful!
Yeah. So those stories, they're going to be my farewell stories here on Channel 9 tonight.
What will you miss about that newsroom? It's just 36 years is a long time to be in one place. That is a family over there.
It sure is, and that's kind of been what we've been talking about here today. You know, I couldn't even get in the door. They put a note on the back door from my favorite van saying, "My van, you know, we're going to miss you." And it's just very emotional to say goodbye to your second family. With the photographers, we spend 7 hours a day locked in a truck with them pretty much. You know, we might get out and shoot the story, but then we're back in the truck with them and putting our stories together. And so it's really hard to say goodbye to that. We'll stay friends and we'll still get together, but it's different from that everyday, seeing them all the time kind of thing that you get to know and love and appreciate about each person that you make contact with.
So will you watch the news? I've talked to other people who've retired, and they say, I don't even watch anymore. And then some of them say, I still watch, and now I critique other people's work. What is next for you?
You know, I know I will. I'll be watching. And I think my favorite day of getting up and not having to come to work is going to be the first big, snowy, messy day out there when I get to stay home and everybody else has to come in, and I'll empathize with them, that's for sure.
They'll say, don't go out in the weather, it's dangerous, and you'll say, I won't.
Right, I won't be. I won't be for a change. But, you know, when everybody else gets days off from school or work because of the weather, we have to come in because we're reporting on all of that. So,
final thoughts for your viewers, Peggy?
Oh, just thank you. Thank you to so many people who've been willing to tell their story with me, you know, and so many people you just meet and say hello to along the way. I'm just so grateful to this city for all it's done for me.
Well, it is just an amazing career, Peggy, and we just want to say congratulations. Enjoy your retirement, and don't be a stranger, okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
Take care. Congratulations.
Okay, you too.
Bye,
Annie. Bye-bye.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.